Let me give you a concrete one with Michael Hitchburn of the Lepanto Institute. This is from 2 days ago. I actually covered this story, but I didn't cover it in this hour. Let's cover it again. In a study published in the American Journal of Psychiatry, researchers in Denmark report that women taking hormonal contraceptives like birth control pills, the patch, the ring, and hormonal IUDs have up to tripled the risk of suicide as women who never took hormonal birth control. Now, Time Magazine reports this. Listen to this. Quote, among women who use hormonal contraceptives currently or recently, the risk of attempting suicide was nearly double that of women who had never used contraceptives. The risk was triple for suicide. The patch was linked to the highest risk of suicide attempts, followed by IUD, the vaginal ring, and then pills. Now, to compound and make the matter worse, Michael, 53% of all American teenage girls aged 15 to 19 are currently on the pill. And if they're 15 to 18 years old, that means that the vast majority of them have parental permission to do so. And Bill and Melinda Gates are only too happy to fund their contracepting party. What a scandal that is, if for no other reason than the health risks concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're looking at changing somebody's body chemistry in order to create a specific desired result. It's fascinating to me that they call contraception a form of medicine.
Medicine.
When, you know, contraception, what does it do? It breaks something that is healthy. It stops the proper functioning of a body part. And it does so for a desired end result. Do you really think that you can do that for any extended period of time and not expect to have psychological problems come out as a result?
Now, specifically here, as far as Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation goes, when they donate money to this group or that group, and they go into a country like Nigeria, they go and intend to distribute the same contraceptive devices that I just mentioned, and they distribute them to teenagers in manufactured third world countries. These people have no knowledge whatsoever of any of the risks that I just read you about. But I guarantee you, if they went and tried, if you flipped the coin and you went and tried, well, you know what? We want to go into, try this experiment in an American high school. We want to go to an American high school and we want to donate all of these 10 million pamphlets and DVDs to instruct children on the ancient and Christian practice of abstinence before marriage. That's a non-starter, isn't it?
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, why would you do that?
Well, because it's the right thing to do, but it's what we're told. It's not the right thing to do.
No, of course not. And what's fascinating, you think about it, they want to get these young girls hooked on contraception at an early age, and they want to get them involved in promiscuous activity at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're thinking like a population controller, why would you want young girls to become sexually active earlier than later? The answer is because if you get a young girl sexually active, then you're also going to have her sexually active outside of marriage, which means she's going to need, quote-unquote, to be on birth control in order to avoid the scandal of having a baby out of wedlock. And if you have her on contraception at a young age, once she does get married, eventually, if she does, she'll continue to be on that birth control because she's used to it. Or what winds up happening, the long-term effects of being on birth control for a long period of time winds up making you sterile. You won't be able to have children.
A win-win, double victory. They get the control, and they get the money, and they do the work of Moloch. What a scam.